Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord in a moment? Oh, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We give you praise. We bless you and we honor you, Father. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Rakas to friend credis te pala. Ebinos te krende mahai de kitus. Oh, we bless you. In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being, and we thank you. Because you answer our prayers always, you are God all by yourself. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. Who is excited to be in church this morning? Amen. I wish I could look at you and tell you categorically that Nigeria is ready for what you're asking for. My heart has been heavy. I'm going to say a few things in parable. Of course, Pharaoh will always pursue. He will pursue hard. Because the host of Pharaoh will have to be swallowed by the sea. So they have to pursue into the sea. But you see, Something gives me concern. And I said that during our inaugural service. It's just a very big concern that I have. And the concern is the church in Nigeria ready for the birthing of the new Nigeria? See, yes, we are already in the contraction phase. Okay? We have come to time. But, and that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. I just want to prepare your heart. Amen? And I will give you a few instructions. And at the end of the day, please still get out and vote. But vote, don't die. Okay? If you are trusting God for a new nation, we don't want to do that new nation behind you. No politician is worth dying for. Not even your obedient. Amen. This week, check. Go to the international airport. You'll see mass exodus from Nigeria. Many of their children will have to be flown out. They will come back when the dust is calm. You have no reason to die for Nigeria. Are you following what I'm saying here? You know, I was so pained. Was it yesterday? Was it in Anambra or where some APC youth clashed with some PDP youth and three people were killed? Like, not again. But unfortunately, there are still people that will die this week. But it will not be you. Amen. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. You didn't say it like you mean it. Amen. I'm saying again, it will never be you. Amen. I'm saying it again, it will never be you. Your blood will not flow on the street of Nigeria. Say that amen like you believe it. Amen. Your blood will not flow on the street of Nigeria. Amen. Now, what I want to give you this morning is more like giving you our timetable as a nation. And I know what I'm saying like I know my name. Can I tell you something? It is always a fearful thing whenever Israel asks for king. So I'm going to just say a few things in quotes. One of the things that the Lord is waiting for a new nation to break forth. The new nation will break forth. Nobody can stop it. Amen? Nobody can stop it. But one of the things that God is waiting for is the emergence of the church. The church needs to emerge with a predictable curriculum. And that's why, you know, you will be amazed at the rate at which God is intentionally sending functionaries to Abuja. He's intentionally doing so. It could never have been a product of an ambition. God is intentionally stuffing this city, stuffing Paddin, because the tide is about to turn. The quick work that God wants to do is that he wants to shrink something. We ought to take another 8 years. You want to shrink it. Just like a student going to school, you have to go through the semesters, the sessions, and emerge. So we have come to the season in Nigeria, which is a season of builders. There's going to be a massive shift into teaching ministry in this season. Let me just, because one of the things that God is going to be intentionally doing right now in Nigeria is that he's raising, yes, there are, listen to this, there are Josephs, there are Daniels. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm teaching here? The Josephs are the one that will sit with the economy. The Daniels are the one that will announce that this is the time that Israel ought to be free. But there's going to also be the builders. Because when Daniels announced, get out, get out, get out, I have understood by books that by the word that has gone forth from Jeremiah, this is the time for our freedom. There are also men that must go to the walls of Jerusalem and start building. A few times, or let me say, quite a number of times we have shown it to God again and again, that we might actually not be ready for what we are asking for. And I've said it again and again. Revival is powerful, it's good. But it's a bad news when men are not prepared. It's a bad news when, you see, the ways of God are not the ways of men. I wish I could tell you otherwise. I wish I could tell you. But one thing I know for certain is that this week is going to be long. I can take that to the bank. I'm not telling you that anything will happen. The last time I came to Abuja, was that last year? I stood in front of the Ecumenical Center. I looked at the central bank, and I saw a creature hug the central bank, and the bank shrank. And I called Obuku. I said, I'm seeing a being hug central bank. We're coming from the airport down into the city. I told him, I said, I'm seeing God give you a massive land in this place. But as we go forward again, I saw the street flooded with people, cutlass and all that. That played out in less than 3 weeks after that visitation. The devil is not intending well for Nigeria. Is that okay? It's not intending well. I'm going to just give you a few things as prayer points. Are you ready to pray this morning? When I ask you to pray, please, will you pray? I'd like you to lift your hands. That every arrangement that has been made for this week to bring Nigeria and Nigerians into a state of confusion, please don't wait till things begin to unfold and say, ah, Papa said, you know, please pray. We cancel it. We stand as the ecclesia. We stand as the house of representative. And we say it will not stand. In Jesus' name we're praying. This is not the way legislators pray. I'd like to lift your voice loud and clear. and stand as men of authority. Everything pre-planned and organized against the destiny of Nigeria. They will not stand, though. Neither will they come to pass. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace to the walls of Nigeria. We speak peace. 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 Nigeria, hear the voice of the Lord. We cancel every sudden news of exit. We come against every sudden news of exit. We come against disruptions. We come against disruptions in our systems. We speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hold the hands of someone. We'll decree and declare every foreign militias that have been paid to spark sudden surprise, unpleasant surprise across the nation, we pull you down. Go ahead, lift your voice and pray. Reno kutayata kade. It belongs to Stikaya Badesh. We come against them. We come against them. We come against them. We come against them. Rekusapala Katesh. Sekala Batesh. Sekala Batesh. Sekala Batesh. Sekala Batesh. Sekala Batesh. Sekala Batesh. Kabuatai. Banwate Kiletu Sepedi. Rene Kebru Fish. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Any one of you who have been listening to me since last day, you know, I told you that one of, and before you start hearing it now, remember I told you in Ibadan that one of the things that is also on the table is a systematic coup. I believe you will not be surprised when you start hearing the governor saying this, that actually there is a plan for that, and a plan to hand over power to interim government. There is something that is being selected over the Islamization of Nigeria. It is the Fulanization. I have never in my life seen an election in the spirit that looks like God is saying, it is your choice. If you pray, this will stop. If you, and somehow it looks like God is not even moved about ballot boxes and all those things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get it? I don't want this week, you know, 2011? I gave people prophecy. I was praying and I saw a plane crash that turned Nigeria upside down. That was the week that Tinubu, Nuhuri Badu, and all of them were in the same plane that almost crashed. I had another vision. I saw a plane crash that the effect was felt around the nation. How many weeks after that, the chief of army guy died? If you notice, while I was praying, I kept emphasizing, we come against sudden exit of any of the candidate. Will you pray? Will you pray? Lift your voice loud and clear and say, Father, we stand together with every believer who is praying around the world and in Nigeria. Every wicked plan orchestrated and finished, we come against them. We come against them. We come against them. We come against them. Hey, kusibrenikai. Le conte pina kate. Evi le combri kina batisto. Jesus. Jesus. We come against them. Seke la brafra de roko sente. Yene ke roko sende kredis. Sene kwende roko. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Let me tell you where I'm leading prayer from so you can understand. I saw a situation where it looked like I just saw PVCs on tables and people listening to a radio and silence everywhere on the day of election. PVCs were just dropped and all over the nation, silence. And everybody were just looking. And that was it. When I ask you to pray, you see people who have been insulting the church. Hey, it's not, the INEC could not come prayer point. PVC. At least pray now that you can vote. I have, if you notice for a while, I just stopped speaking. But because the same people that want a new nation, they are too angry to discern God. They are too angry. And the agenda of the enemy is that part of what should be destroyed with the old Nigeria is the church. So God wants to erase a system where it will be clear that the church has the curriculum for the new nation. And that's why God is going to be sending builders. Builders. Do you get what I'm saying? The repair of old walls. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, we come against every spirit of insurrection that is rising against Nigeria. We come against every spirit of insurrection. Please pray. 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 Oh, Jesus. We come against them, Lord. Yekutabala benikombretika. Jesus. We come against them. Kasele roko sende kredish. Rene kombrebe kayatesh. Oh, we come against them. We come against them. We come against them. Every spirit of insurrection. Oh, we come against them. You have one more minute. One more minute. One more minute. Oh, Jesus. We come against them. We come against them. We come against them. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Now, sit down for a moment. Let me just show you a few things. When the year started, I told you that this year, 2023, is a very, very, very slippery year, particularly for those of you who are in ministry. All right? Of you are in ministry, it's a very slippery year. It's slippery because if you are not functioning by conviction, you will lose your calling. Because you may begin to feel at certain points Now, why is there no attention around the unique grace you carry? Meanwhile, God is using you to prepare the ground for what is coming. Do you get what I'm saying? We are moving to building phase. And one of the signs that we are not ready as a nation, now I speak from where I stand. Anybody can insult it. There's no problem. One of the signs that we are not ready as a nation is that we still look up to one man as a Messiah. Was that not what brought us here? And another 4 years, another man will emerge. He's the one that can do it, oh. No man will do it. It is going to be Nigeria by Nigerians. And if you succeed in getting that one man, because you have put him in the seat of God, he will misbehave. Now, what are you not saying? Are you saying we should not? No. Vote your conscience. Some people have said they don't know if you have conscience. But I know you have conscience. Amen. I was asking one of my sons this morning, who do you want to vote for? He said, I'm between opinion, don't vote for this one. I said, I beg you, in the name of God, vote for this person. This other one will sell the whole nation. I said, please, before you wake up one morning, I hear that Abuja has been sold. Okay? But really, it is clear that the devil is fighting for the destiny of the nation. And let me tell you something. Don't chicken out. You've been born for such a time like this. Is that okay? You've been chiseled out, created, fashioned, equipped for this season. This is your moment. It's not a matter of amen. All right? When Haman came out with a decree and sent to the king that they wanted to exterminate the Jews, Mordecai sent a message to Esther. He said, could it be that God has placed you there for such a time as this? And thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm sensing the Holy Spirit asking me to show you something. If you have not listened to my teaching, reversing the mistakes of Joseph, you should. Because I'm about to start the part B. That first one was basics. So we have to start. How many of you have listened to the teaching? Let me see your hands up. All right. Some of you have not listened to the teaching. You should. That first one was basics. All right. And I don't know, probably next week. Well, I pray that by this time next week, churches will be able to hold services. Say that amen loud and clear. Uh-huh. All right. So, but whichever one is the case, the counsel of God will stand. I said the counsel of God will stand. I remember we were holding a prayer meeting. When was that? International delegates. Was it last year? Last year. And the Lord showed me about a prayer movement that is about to break out in America. When this Asbury revival started, one of them called me and said, you told us that the prayer movement, it is because the church has not understood that the last day revival is not just going to be in Africa. There's going to be a reawakening of everywhere God has moved so there can be a convergence. Do you get what I'm saying? And if you see the devil fighting Nigeria so hard, you must understand. But one of the things the devil is doing well for Nigeria is that the devil is helping us to fan our revival to flame. What I am not sure of is if Nigeria will still carry this glue in the midst of prosperity. It looks like God, give us a new nation. We are ready. But will it be in exchange for this fire? It looks like our problems have made us ready and push us to the wall that we could only seek the face of God. Are we ready? If you ask God to pick one, which do you think he will pick? But amazingly, the ball is in your court. Now, let me show you a few things. Now, understand that this is not a regular service. And that's why I'm teaching you like this. Amen? It's not a regular service. where I'll come tell you a topic and just go ahead and start teaching, but I believe God wants me to show you his counsel. Amen. Now look at it. Exodus chapter number 1, please. Exodus chapter number 1. Exodus chapter number 1. If you are there, please say amen. We're going to start the reading from verse 6. Exodus 1 from verse 6. Now, understand that what I'm about to show you in the next couple of minutes is going to be a direct prophecy to your life. Is that okay? There's no reason why God will be speaking these words to you if you are not a stakeholder. You are a stakeholder. Is that okay? Let me tell you something. Doors will open. Listen, listen. You have left the season of amen for open doors. Now, those doors are battle formation. They are needed in God's agenda more than they are needed in your life. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me take it again. The kind of doors that will open now, they are much more needed in God's agenda than your life. So, if they were about you, then amen will be the answer. But now what they are about is that you are strategically positioned. Strange doors will open for you. Is that okay? Another thing you must hold right in this season is that I doubt honestly if this is the season. I doubt honestly if this is the season where you have the conviction that God wants to leave every other thing and just be preaching. Because Daniel must go back to Babylon. I honestly doubt. Will there be a few people that will be the inner chamber men? Yes. But be sure about your divine positioning. What I'm telling you is that go back and reinvestigate your convictions. They might have been what worked that may not work in this season. Do you get what I'm saying? Because if you stay where God is not asking you to stay, you will be broke. And when famine comes, it will take you. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why you cannot afford to just join people now. I say, Nigeria is hard. Nigeria. See, the fact that everybody is saying it doesn't mean you should also say it. It may not really concern you. If you ask me, from the moment this new policy has come up, I like it though. Just that it is stressful. But I like it. My wife knows. Apologies to those of you who are watching online. I say, so you're part of those causing us stress. Don't be offended. I just feel each time the devil face is playing a game, it plays into God's hands. Do you not get it? Is it stressful? Very. Because even when you buy paper in the market, wait, okay, 500 now transfer. You don't go carry until we see him. But in the midst of this darkness, the light of God shall arise upon you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So those who are functionaries for this season, this is your time to stand as eagles. Don't stand and face it. And when Israel is confused, tell them, we've known this time will come. This is where to go. That's how eagles live. This is our positioning. This is what we are doing. Problems reveals leaders. Because they've been prepared for such a time as this. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm reminding you again. God has prepared you for this season. And we are waiting for a word from your lips. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. One of the covenants of my life is that if I pastor you, I can swear my life on it. You have a part to play in God's agenda. God has not sent me to pastor congregation, but to pastor leaders. And when we were leaving Ibadan, I told our pastors, I said, you have the grace to park this place filled 3 times, more than I do. He said, Papa is winding us, why not? I said, you do! I said, but what is on me is that everyone I've pastored here, watch out for them. See, that dimension, I have it. Do you get what I'm saying? Wherever God calls eagles, because there's a feast. I'm saying, whether you know that God is calling you or not, you can never be here if you don't have a part to play. Even if you came here by mistake, there's no way. You can never be here if you don't have a part to play. There are many of you that God has called you, you didn't say yes. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you want to make money. Thank God you are making the money now. It's time to say yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? I can as well tell you to take a selfie now and watch out in the next 10 years for those who are seated here. If you can't see them in God's agenda, I'll drop mic and stop preaching. That's how serious it is. So you understand. That's why the curriculum here is different. Somebody was angry with me. Say, our papa is always teaching us like we are pastors. I say yes. God said, go and raise my end-time armies, not end-time civilians. End-time. Tell your neighbor you have a role to play. There is something on you we've been waiting for. There is something on you we desperately need. It is there. God has placed it there. We need you now. It is there. When I stepped into the city, coming from the airport, the young man that drove me, I looked at him. I said, what's your name? He said, so. I said, God is going to use you. He laughed. I said, there's no way you'll be the one to drive me if God is not going to use you. There's no way. You don't understand. I said, for your information, I will not follow you up. But this word will not leave you till you say yes. I said, I'm not going to follow you up, oh, my brother. But you will not be able to sleep. That's how serious this thing is. How will you be the one to drive me? And after driving me, you will now go back to Piapalo and God won't use you. Don't you understand? If you hug somebody who just came out from gutter, what will happen? All your body will be smeared. Even if a Saul meet company of prophet, he will prophesy. There are people that when you meet, by the virtue of that contact, you are implicated. If you want to run away now. Because it will follow you. Do you get what I'm saying? See, you don't understand. How can I help you understand this? I told the guy, I said, you think I will call you every time saying God is going to you? I would not. But this moment is a defining moment in destiny. Between the airport and we, everyone rewrote your story and said, we've recruited this one. The unaware. And they will just be driving the Uber. Say, yes, no, Pastor. I'll see what's happening. That's it. Tell your neighbor you are implicated. Don't you understand? When God said, I'm sending you to the city of Abuja to raise the next functionaries of my move, it means if you are here, you are not the one who is now praying, God, open doors for us in this city. The doors are open. That's why you are here. How can I make you understand this better? What should you do? Be positioned. How can I help you now? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Bring out your phones. No, I want to help you understand. Take a selfie. Don't you understand? Take a selfie. Some of you like me, you don't know, you have cameras, no problem. Take a selfie and look at it. And say, so this is the man God is going to use for Nigeria. Snap it and save it. That today, what's today's date? 19th, am I correct? Of February 2022, a knowledge dawned on you. that there is a reason God has positioned you here. I don't care whether you are squatting with somebody or not. You've been smuggled into this city by angelic interventions. Because now God is going to reverse. Listen, note what I'm telling you. Whoever it is that is going to come in next, whoever it is, God is going to open opportunities for believers. Mark what I'm saying. Mark what I'm saying. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? God is going to open opportunity for believers. One time somebody came to our church. And then, after the service, they introduced him to me. Say he's a gubernatorial candidate. Say, what party? Say, so party. I said, no problem. God will help you. Following the guy chatted me up, was sending some very insulting stuff. I said, you can't win, though. Because the men that God is raising in this season, are not like, one time another one came, he said he's contesting for so-so and so-and-so. What position was that again? Was it local government chairman or something? Came to church, brought him to my office, came with one funny-looking bodyguard, and we're pushing people out of my office. Hey. And he came, he said, let your guy go and stay outside. And he knelt down and said, please pray for me. Because I know when you pray for me, I'm going to win this election. I knew you can't win. No. I just knew. I knew. Because the people that are for this season, God has prepared them. I'm telling you. It's like I'm talking to the wrong one there. Like this is the wrongest audience. Are you sure? Are you sure? There's hallowed bread. If only the men have at least kept themselves from women. Tell your neighbor there's hallowed bread. Tell your neighbor again there's hallowed bread. If you are among those who have been crying, oh Lord, use me for your glory. Put resources in my hands and I will be able to change things. Maybe this is the season I'm talking about. Because what you have been asking for is just, do you get what I'm saying? It's going to eat you fast. Do you believe it? But not that somebody will eat. How much? 1 million? I say, I can't come to church because I'm so busy. 1 million. Don't you understand? That's somebody's offering. So I can't come. I'm so busy. There's not this business that we are trying to do. Keep quiet. You're not prepared for greatness. Things are about to change. I'm saying again, things are about to change. I didn't hear that. But I'm saying again, things are about to change. I'm saying again, things are about to change. Well, I'm calling something forth. Are there people here really indeed that you have prayed for such a moment that the grace of God upon your life will find expression? In different capacities, in leadership capacity, in industrialization, in IT world, that suddenly doors will open. When I was coming this morning, our pastor in Ibadan sent me a message and said one of our workers was just positioned to head a company and then transferred. I laughed. I said, this is just the beginning of many of such kinds. I remember we were going to start church. Where again? In Abeokuta. And one of my boys just called me. He said, I have three houses in that city. He said, so I'm giving one out for secretariat as soon as we're coming. Hold on. You will give out houses. Abuja. Maybe you are the wrong people I'm talking to. You know, sometimes the problem of looking for a house from Kuje to Durumi to... Sometimes this thing can enter your head and say, But in the midst of that confusion, don't stop insisting. Yes, While everything looks down, you're wondering, what was this? What was this? Don't keep quiet. That's the best time to bring the weapon. God has said, this. And I know this is it. How can I come here and tell you we are living here in less than 2 months? Don't you understand it? We have never said it like this and it fails to come to pass. Never. I remember when our church crashed. And the structure we built, millions of naira. People have sent money from different parts of the world. We had erected something, everything. Bah! One Thursday. The Thursday, we're supposed to come in and move in on Sunday for first glorious service. Thursday crashed. Ah, thank you. Everybody we had to give reports. Guys, everything has crashed now. People stopped giving. It's discouragement. Haven't given this much. Ah, just discouraged. For every Sunday, I will stand there and say, watch out. The development of that place will not stop. Listen, no money was coming in. I remember there was a time what was left in church account was less than 300,000. I called a pastor. I said, please send me your account. Myself and my wife went to Lagos and packaged 100,000 and took to another man of God that we believe in. And we just took the 100,000 to him and all that. Said, this is, we are trusting God, but we came to sow a seed. We trust God in the grace upon your life. That was the time it didn't make sense the most to sow seed. And I told them, the committee chairman, tell the laborers to be working. We'll give them everything they need. You know, I have big mouth. You don't know me. Tell them to continue working. Say, this one I asked for. I say, have you asked for money? I didn't give you money. Cop boy is not in the account. Say, have you asked for money? I didn't give you money. My friend, go and work. When you need your money, we'll send it. What do you mean? This is a church. I go back home. I tell my wife, I've used my big mouth to say something again. Somebody called from Ukraine. I say, how much is left to finish all this project? We say, okay, we have about 30 million naira left. He say, I can't do it, but I'm going to send something. Send 5 million. Somebody else, this, 4 million. Somebody, as long as the word has gone out. Don't you understand? I've come to help you reshape your minds. I don't care whether you are living behind the city walls or in the city. There is a part, there's a role for you to play. This is a very crucial time. Nigeria needs sons. I say Nigeria needs sons. You've been sent here for such a time as this. That's why God sent you. Nigeria needs sons. And let me tell you something. In case you go to apply for a job at some places and they declined, go somewhere higher. Maybe you didn't know what God was trying to do. Go to the person who is mentoring the organization and apply. Sometimes you may go through some stress because you just don't know who you are. Do you get what I'm saying? I come to us. I laugh that this is a church that will disciple this nation to the next season. Just laugh. I look at everybody, I laugh. Say, I wish you understand what you are in. It is too late. You're already implicated. Say, Nikahade Ketitish, the Kebunai Kafele Kinos to Fedish. What will you gain by saying this man is just sweet talking us? What will you gain? So you are saying that all this thing they are saying God wants to do in my life is not true. It's not true. They are psyching me. Is that how you are belittled yourself? Let me tell you something. One time God showed me a vision and I saw myself leading the United Nations for us to pray. I was invited for a session to pray. And I was so excited. And I started telling everybody, I saw this, it will come to pass. Watch out. And after like 2 months, God said to me and said, "Son, are you aware you have engineered yourself to die young?" I said, "What? I mean, we have covenant of life here." He said, "Because you have made that the peak of your accomplishment. You don't know how soon it will be. And you are saying when you are done with that, you are ready to go." Ah! "Father, give me 3 days. Let's go back to the secret place. My sight seen higher. Some of the things you think are for next 25, 60 years, they are for this year." Do you get what I'm saying? What is your peak? There is no peak for anyone who is in Christ. It's a continuous, perpetual, continuous beginning. It just continues. And the path of the Jews is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and just keeps shining. When you think this is it, another one comes. Just keep shining. Just keep shining. You've got to understand it. Don't just sit and say, if I can just get to this level. I remember I was seeing a Nigerian hip-hop star. He's my friend. I just like the guy. We're asking the guy, what's the peak of your accomplishment? What do you want to achieve? He said, "If I can just win Grammy." I said, what's all this nonsense? People who are not even up to your age are winning Grammy. He said, "How can that be your peak?" Sometimes you have dreamt so little because you don't know God. And most times you don't even trust Him. Some of you are relating with God, but you are looking at it with one eye. "I know this God. He doesn't really have big plans for me. Let me just follow Him." Even I said to you. And that shows in the way you laugh whenever He says He will do this. The same way Sarah laughed when they said she will give birth. She laughed. If only they know that I finished with third class. What's your problem with that? That's not your class. Say, if only they know. They know the school I went to. Nobody has risen from that school. You'll be the first. Look at this. The way that mouse will recite to my life. I remember the first time my spiritual father prophesied that God is going to give me a car. I laugh, actually. I said amen, but I was laughing in my mind. I said, "If only this man know that my problem now is daily bread." Will he say car? If your problem is daily bread and God is saying cars are coming, it means your problem is solved. And every year, November, December, you see young people start posting again. "Where are those pastors that say this year is my year?" So they've concluded that it's not their year. Are you seeing why nothing ever shifted for them? They say, where are those pastors? We said it last year. We are still going to say this year. This year is your year. For some of you, it's your year to get married. Praise God. And a real agenda is in motion. Now, that Exodus 1 verse 6 that I was going to show you. The Bible began with something very, very sad. And said, "And Joseph died, and all his brethren and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said to his people, 'Behold, the children of Israel are more and mightier than we.'" You know, meaning that, please look up. By the virtue of what this king saw, the Israelites were not just more than them, they were also mightier. It means they had everything it took, both might and numbers, to actually take the city. But how did a king rise that did not know Joseph? Agendas. Policies controls nations. Policies can determine who is remembered or not. And I've told you that if you want history to favor you, you have to be part of the authors. History doesn't necessarily favor anybody. If, for instance, let me give you an instance. If you watch documentaries of Biafra, you might actually be watching a lie. Because for every story, it matters who is telling it. And the offenders like to tell the story so it can be told from a sweet perspective. If you look at the history of Nigeria in years to come, you may never see anything like NSAS. and October. Because history likes to be quiet. When wicked people write, they like to be quiet about important things. So people will not read it and understand that it can happen again. And that's why God is going to have his sons positioned around curriculums. Positioned. So that somewhere in between the line, there can be a gap. Why do you think every time God did something powerful with Israel, he would tell them, write this for a memorial. Write this for a memorial. Write this for... What was in the Ark of Covenant? Testimonies. The plate of manna. The stone speaked. The staff of Moses. Of Aaron that budded. When you see the devil fighting storylines, he wants to annihilate a generation. And when the stories are not complete, the next will not be able to read in between the lines. If care is not taken, there are stories that may never be told again in Nigeria. There are stories that may never be told. And that's why I believe one of the things that God will be doing in this season is that he will be giving people voices. Voices. Not this one that has been abused on media. There are going to be rise of chroniclers. People will be chronicling events and packaging. Are you following what I'm saying here? I remember 20th of October 2020, my worst night. I wept. My heart was aching. Like, what's going to happen? Only for us to start seeing Instagram live. Oh, they are shooting and blood, this person. I felt like that was the night they killed all of us. And yet, there was silence in the nation. Who ordered the shooting? Who ordered the shooting? Until the presidency came up with a 6-minute blurry voice note attached to a video. And immediately after that video, people cower in and say, where did they go? Sorcery. Sorcery. And I was wondering, what? What is happening? How can you just keep quiet? You know why? Because the agitations were not powered with prayer. Ow, ow, ow! And then we moved to who ordered the shooting, to it never happened. What? You mean people can die in vain? That's how you can become victims if you don't understand policies. And one of the things God is going to do about Nigeria is to raise people, listen. Your knowledge, what you've learned in school is not a waste. It's going to be called for in this season. Your abilities. Because even when it is Cyrus, a pagan king, your ability will still be needed. Do you get what I'm saying? And you're going to need the grace for favor. You need favor with men that matters. Christ grew in favor with God. He grew in favor with men. You need favor. What did I say? You need what? You need what? So that when you are seen, nobody will see you, refuses you. You just know this person is good for the job. God is going to begin to hide you in strategic places. Do you know why? So that we'll never have a time that a king will rise that does not know Joseph. You know why a king will rise that does not know Joseph? Because Joseph did not call his brothers and say, you take that position. You take that position. You take that. That's how fulanization is thriving. Head of police, Muslim. Head of that, Muslim. Head of this, Muslim. I saw a professor brought out a list of people that the vice president has given jobs to. And he went to trace all of them and said, this one is a pastor here. This one is a pastor there. That one is a pastor there. So he's bringing his people in. That's why he's hated. I said, but nobody's investigating other guys. Because somehow when the devil wants to take control of policy, he blackmails your mind. Your mind. He tries to blackmail your mind and let you know that you are doing this, but you must understand you have to be biased to be strategic. You cannot be innocent, though. You cannot be innocent. Because what is being pushed to you is that it's a neutral wall. You can't just be bringing your people, but it's not. It's not neutral, sir. Why can many of those things be silenced? Because they already enthroned those who will silence it. That's how it could be successfully silenced. And if believers don't understand the reason why God has put you in power in this season, and why God begins to plant you in power, we're going to have another cycle of slavery. I'm telling you this again and again, that doors will open for you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. God is going to give you the grace to wield powerful connections. Say that amen again loud and clear. I say God is going to give you the grace to wield powerful connections that is tied with his agenda for his children. And you will not fail God. I say you will not fail God. You will not sell off in the name of Jesus. You will not fail God. You will not fail God. You will not fail God. See, right now it's beyond your prayer list. It's now the season of God's agenda coming to pass. Is that okay? See, let me tell you something. Between 1978, early 70s and late 80s in Nigeria, there was a door that was open. That was the door of church growth movement. Yes, we just transitioned from Aladura movement to SU movement that brought the balance. That was the season where people like Bishop David Oyedepo, Pastor W.F. Kumi. In fact, it will interest you that Bishop Oyedepo had become the general overseer of winners before Pastor Yaya Adebo was ordained as the Jew of Redeem. And all those transitions happened quickly because a new army had been assembled. All those who made it with that season became mighty. Check. I'm showing you church history. Such that just like what we have now, there's an open door of revival. Such that all you have to do is to know how to keep at least some basic routines. Do you get what I'm saying? The word of God on your lips will be powerful because there's a door that is opened. We are now entering into the door, the season of doors, of kings and thrones. All you have to do is to knock. And that's why I am sending out the spirit of timidity and fear. Fear that has held you bound, that does not make you trust even what the agenda of God for your life is. I send out that spirit. And I say it again and again. You will not be afraid. You will not be afraid. When David stood before Goliath, he said, let no man's heart fail him. How can a 70-year-old boy be talking like that? He said, let no man's heart fail him. He said, I'm well able to go against these Philistines. 70-year-old boy. Let no man's heart fail him. And Saul asked him, what's your resume and all that? He said, well, when I was keeping my father's sheep, a lion came and a bear, I went against them, I did this and did that. Saul saw that the hand of God was with him. He gave him his armor. He said, it's too heavy. He said, let me just go. And when he went, he picked 5 stones. You are not about to kill a bird. That's how much he was aware that Goliath was taken down. 5 stones. And for the first time in the life of Goliath, somebody was running towards him. What? Not just a teenager. Goliath was used to see people's back. He would use his javelin and took them down. But David stood, was shaking. Because you have to imagine how it is. See, where is he? See, is that him? And was run towards him. He whipped the thing and slung it. And the stone, all you have to do is to throw it off. Sank into his forehead. And he fell on his face. And he went and took Goliath's sword to cut off his neck. The Goliath of this nation, it is his sword that will kill him. And took his sword. And the 17-year-old boy brought out his head. And said, I told you I'm going to kill him. Is this the man you've been afraid of? For 40 days, this same guy has been shouting and nobody could come out. But when you understand times and season, your boldness will be different. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen. I don't care. Listen to me. Listen. Look up, everybody. I'm going to say this very strong statement to you once and for all. I don't care what weakness you are currently struggling with. The agenda is bigger than it. And I'm going to tell you that you are not going to fall. Because we've been praying for you. That when God raised you finally, you are not going to fall. And because we need to be many, we cannot sacrifice your exit. We cannot sacrifice losing you. And we are not losing you. You are not falling. I don't care who you are. I'm telling you again. You will not fall. See, forget about it. Say, this weakness. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And present you spotless before your Father in heaven. No weakness will sink you. Because you've been made for a time like this. When Joseph and Mary got up and they got engaged, and why couldn't they sleep with themselves and break the whole plan? Because before they were even born, two dangerous guys had been praying in the temple. Before they were born, powering them for the season. There are hidden men who have been praying for your emergence. You cannot crash. I'm telling you. You are not going to crash. Oh. Even this thing, I can show you what I'm telling you. What was he saying? Let me show you in scripture. Turn your Bibles with me. Book of Psalms. Psalms chapter number Psalm 89. There's a scripture I need to show you there. And I'm going to tell you something very, very strong so you don't forget. Is that okay? Psalm 89. Now look at it. From verse 20. It said, I found David my servant with my holy oil, have I anointed him. With whom my hands shall be established and my arms shall also strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before him, right, before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. In my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry to me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his thrones as the days of heaven. Now look at verse 39. This is where I'm going. Now look at this, and this applies to you. Even if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statute and keep not my commandment, then I will visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from them, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. God is not going to take his loving kindness from you. Now, this is not a license for you to go and start misbehaving. This is to tell you that there is a sacred trust on your life. There's a sacred trust you can't sell off. And if your ambition about greatness is to just have money and have more cars and more house, you are in the wrong generation. There's hallowed bread only for priests. Not more cars, not more houses, not more fancy suits. Are you following what I'm saying here? Put your right hand on your head and say, Lord, I know you have equipped and prepared me for such a time as this. I take my rightful position in destiny. From today, I begin to see it. I give you a minute to pray that prayer. From today, I see it. Shakatabala gada brafende roko sete roko sede. Rende kabus te krende rose te kredi bishte. I see it. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now let me tell you this. Don't be carried away by the foul smell of your weakness. See what God can make out of you in this season. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you know all you have to do is to surrender? And it will pick you up from your level. It will. Do you get what I'm saying? I said he will pick you up from your level. He will. You can fall flat in his hands. I know you will not fall to shame. He will. There is something about your life that this is the season for the activation. I'm telling you. What we are doing now is that we are sounding the shofar for the men of war to arise, because this is the season they've been preparing for. Tell your neighbor this is the season. Say it again, this is the season. We sound the alarm for you to wake up. It's the season. Lift your hands and give God praise. And say, Lord, I acknowledge the power of this season. Oh, sefren de kabila tikren de roko shente. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That the Esthers will know. The Esthers will know it's time to get into the palace. The Deborahs will know it's time to learn the skills of the sword. The Gideons will know it's not about sifting wheat. The Joshuas will stop being timid and lead Israel. The Daniels will go and stand in the palace of Babylon. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Now, let me quickly say this. For a very long time, the church has mostly talked about theories. But now we are going to go into practical. How many of you were with me on Zoom yesterday night? Not be able to follow. All right? We're going to have many of such. Because, listen, I understand my own position and my role. I do. That's why I'm not agitated. That's why I'm not agitated. I'm not hustling and bustling. No. I just stand in my rightful place. And I know what I should be doing. I know the message I should be teaching in this season. I know it. And now more than ever, we're going to go into practicals and draw people's hands. And this is it. This is it. And God said I should warn people. Because something came out this week. I'm just going to say it in a simple way. And I'll just say it in passing. I know there was something people were using against the church this week. And he's a very beloved man of God. One of my very strong mentors. All right, said at some point, you know, we need to investigate the prosperity message in Nigeria. Because having preached the message, Nigeria still led in poverty index. And I that statement really broke my heart. Because, I mean, I want practical solutions to people's problems. And God said to me, he said, it is not the church that is making that index. It's not the church. And we need to reinvestigate our data. And see that where good news are really coming out from is the church. The only part that is putting Nigeria on the world map is the church. The only part that is making Nigeria a center of tourist attraction is the church. Is there a need to reinvestigate our prosperity teaching? Yes, so. Yes. Because if it does not have to do with value addition, it's calm. That one. But we must also be careful about our data. The church is not a problem. Right now, the only good news about Nigeria is the church. I'm telling you. Do you think if there was no church, I would be in this nation? I would have run. No. Just tell my wife, America, let's go. But because we have a role to play. Do you get what I'm saying? For years, I never renewed my passport. Because I didn't trust myself. Oh God. We say, we want to come and bring you, come and do a tour for us in New York. Oh, I'm sorry. My passport is not on ground, at least. But when I knew that a new season is upon us, God said, go and renew. Not like I'm about to run. See what I'm saying. Say, Pastor, I'm looking at you now. What are you saying? You're about to leave us? No. But because as soon as we are strengthened, our duty becomes to strengthen our fellows. Nigeria, that season has come. If the church will get it right, the nation will come out. I'm telling you. Can we hold our hands and say, my neighbor, you will not drop out of God's agenda. No, you will not. You will not. You will not. You will not. Please pray for your neighbor. You will not drop out. You will not drop out. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Now, all eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you are sick in any part of your body, just put your hands there. I want to speak a word to you. One of the graces of God upon my life is the grace of creative miracles. I stretch my hands in the direction where you have placed your hands, abdominal issues, liver issues, kidney issues, whatever it is, migraine, spine issues, and I decree and declare right now, get out. Get out! I speak peace to your system, and I decree be healed. You will not live your life in sickness. You will not live your life in pain. You will not live your life in bondage. In the name of Jesus. So we arrest the root of that sickness and the symptoms. And I say, get out! And let healing come. And I agree with everyone who is trusting God for a major breakthrough this week. Expecting feedbacks from different organizations. I stand in agreement with you. And I decree and declare, that which God has spoken concerning you will not fall to the ground. It will not fall to the ground. It will not fall to the ground. Before this week runs out, it will be clear that God has designed this week specifically for you. Over Nigeria as a nation this week, we arrest bloodshed. We ask that there is mighty deliverance in the name of Jesus. We ask that there is mighty deliverance in the name of Jesus. The hand of God is upon you. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.